You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Do you know another parent or expecting parent? Are you wondering, what can I give them as a gift? Don't give them another onesie. Don't give them a plastic toy, or God forbid, a toy gun that's just going to end up in the garage. Give them something that matters. And what matters the most is protecting their child. What do you love most in the world? Your children. What will you do to protect them? Anything. I sat down with the smartest people I know in the world on matters of child safety, finding missing children, fighting back against predators. And what I learned is so important, powerful, and information so critical. I want you to have it. I want them to have it. Go to crimestopshere.com for a 5-part series with action information that you can use to change your life and protect your child. Payment starting $6.99. Give that as a gift, not another onesie. Find out how to protect your child when you're out at the mall or the store or the grocery, in the parking lot, at home. Find out about protection regarding babysitters and daycare, even online. I'd rather have that any day of the week than a plastic toy, or God forbid, a toy gun. Join Justice Nation. Go to crimestopshere.com. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
We heard evidence that Patrick Frazee contacted Crystal Lee in Idaho on 3 separate occasions, had her come to Colorado to murder Kelsey on September 23rd, October 15th, and October 21st. Crystal told investigators that Patrick first in September asked that Crystal put poison or something in the Starbucks coffee, give that to Kelsey so that Kelsey would no longer be a problem. Then, when that didn't work and Patrick was angry with Crystal, he then, on October 15th, had Crystal come back to Colorado, provided her with a pipe by which Crystal was to strike Kelsey, killing her. And when that didn't work, Patrick then solicited Crystal again to come back on October 21st with a baseball bat to kill Kelsey. Crystal tells investigators that she did not comply with any of those. And at the last time when she was here on October 21st, she sat and said, "I can't do this," and tells Patrick, "I can't do this." And then we hear from Michelle Stein that there's a phone call on October 22nd where Crystal is very upset and says she's done.
Wow. What a difference a day makes. As you all know by now, the so-called killer fiancé, Patrick Frazee, suspected in the death of a beautiful Colorado mom of one, a one-year-old little girl, Kelly. She was last seen at the grocery store with Kelly in the grocery cart, calling her mom, asking about a recipe she planned to cook that night. Had she invited Patrick Frazee over? The two were longtime loves, and then mysteriously, she disappears. You're hearing from the assistant district attorney, Jennifer Veman, there. All this coming out in court from no one less than Patrick Frazee's other mistress, a divorced mom of 2, rodeo queen / nurse. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. This is what you get when you ask somebody else to do your dirty work. That's right. Straight out to Ellen Kaloran, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter. What happened?
What we learned at the preliminary hearing for Patrick Frazee yesterday was that Crystal Lee Kenny, who had previously pleaded guilty to 1 count of tampering with evidence, was involved at many different steps of the way in this murder
plot. Okay, wait. Back it up. Ellen, she's got 1 count of tampering with evidence. Hey, you know what? Let's just start with the big bombshell. We learned in court yesterday that the killer fiancé, Patrick Frazee, allegedly blindfolded his fiancé, Kelsey Barrett, the mom. to get her to smell a mystery candle and guess the scent. He blindfolds her in some like loving, sexy way. And then when she's going to smell the candle, he takes a baseball bat and beats her head in. Ashley Wilcott, judge, lawyer, anchor, ashleywilcott.com. That'll be the last time I ever smell a candle. To hay with that.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start. First of all, A blindfold?
Yeah. If David walks up to me with a blindfold, I'm like, fine, turn around. I'll put it on you. I am not putting on a blindfold. Forget it. Put a blindfold on and go, smell this candle, sweetheart. And then beats her head in with a baseball bat?
Yeah, it's unfathomable to me. The other thing I want to say is, you know, thank God he was deciding to have this affair and get her complicit in this, simply so she could come forward and we could know the truth about what happened to this woman.
EK, Ellen Kaloran, CrimeOnline.com, investigative reporter. I was hearing the assistant prosecutor, Jennifer Veman, saying that he had tried to get the rodeo queen, as I call her, Crystal Lee Kinney, to come to Colorado 3 times in October to kill Kelsey Barrett. Why? Why kill Kelsey Barrett? And why on the 3rd time you think was the charm, why didn't he just stop right there? I mean, he had plenty of time to figure out, hey, you know what? This is a bad idea.
That's right, Nancy. There was plenty of time for him to stop, for her to stop participating. And his reasoning, according to the testimony that Kenny gave police, is that he thought that Kelsey Barrett was crazy, that she had a drinking problem, which has not been proven, and that he was afraid that she was going to hurt their baby, and he wanted custody of the baby.
A drinking problem? She did not have a drinking problem. That nobody has established that. He's just saying that to get Crystal Lee Kinney, the rodeo queen, on board. And another thing to Dr. William July, psychologist at drwilliamjuly.com. Dr. July, I don't understand why she's going along with it. And now she's getting 1 charge of tampering. So he beats her dead with a baseball bat. And then he, according to what we learned in court in the last hours, goes and has Thanksgiving dinner with his family, washes his hands of all the blood, and leaves.
Wow.
Leaves her there. Sits down and has turkey, dressing, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie with his family like nothing's happening. Then he calls this girl, the rodeo queen, Crystal Kinney, and goes, you got a mess to clean up. And she allegedly drives all the way from Twin Falls, Gooding, Idaho, and comes all the way. She drives there to clean up a blood-soaked condo, and she says, and I left some blood for cops to find. Like, I'm going to give her a gold star? I'm beside myself. She's all up in this. And why is she getting this light plea? I don't get it. They're in this together. She's the one that sent those fake texts from Kelsey Barrett's phone to throw police off the track. And she's the one that cleaned up all the blood. She says she tried. She went there to Kelsey's home 3 times with the intent to kill Kelsey, once with a poisoned coffee or some BS like that. Why, Dr. July, is a woman that desperate for, let me just say euphemistically, love, that she'll do anything? Really?
Wow, Nancy, this is just so disturbing. It's not love, first of all. It's not love. This is what's happening here is an intersection. Is a perfect, destructive, horrible intersection between two personality types that, when together, one is going to be totally manipulated, and the other is a person who's narcissistic, manipulative, and probably psychopathic. And when those types of personalities can be very charming and very, very strong, and if connected with the person who has a weaker personality, I'm talking, very weak personality. These types of things can happen. We see it over and over. People do horrific things under the command. It's not brainwashing. It's just an actual intersection of two. It's a perfect storm.
I don't think it was brainwashing because they didn't even live together. It wasn't like she had Stockholm syndrome or anything.
No.
They lived hours and hours apart.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, too, Vincent Hill.
It's not Stockholm syndrome.
Vincent Hill, former cop. Turned private investigator, author of Playbook to a Murder on Amazon. Vincent Hill, I've seen it before as well. People do things when they are in groups that they would never do when they, if they were alone. They get together, especially duos. They get together and they commit atrocities. One, as Dr. July was saying, usually does have the stronger personality. Have you seen that, Vincent Hill?
Yeah, absolutely, Nancy. I've seen that. And to your point, I don't think either one of those separately, Patrick or, as you call her, the rodeo queen, would have been brave enough to attempt this by themselves. They needed to act together on this. And the whole thing about, oh, we were going to poison her coffee, her Starbucks coffee, that's just sick, Nancy. It's really sick.
Crystal tells us that on November 22nd, Thanksgiving, Patrick kills Kelsey in a horrific manner with a bat in the back of the head as Kelsey is sniffing candles with a blindfold over her eyes. Crystal tells us that Patrick then calls her after he has put Kelsey in a black plastic tote, calls Crystal to come out and help him clean up. She does not come out that day. She cannot come out that day, but she does come out on October 24th. And as Crystal describes, when she walks into Kelsey's condo, the scene is horrific. There's blood everywhere. There are bloody footprints everywhere. And Crystal cleans up blood, but leaves behind some telltale evidence for our investigators to find.
You're hearing the assistant prosecutor, that is Jennifer Veemans. I don't know that I'm giving, let me go to Ellen Kaloran, crimeonline.com, investigative reporter. I don't know that I'm giving the rodeo queen, what was her title? Out to Alan Duke joining me from LA. Guys, I haven't even introduced our all-star panel with me. Ashley Wilcott, judge, lawyer. You can find her at ashleywilcott.com. Dr. William July, renowned psychologist. You can find him at drwilliamjuly.com. Former cop turned PI, author of Playbook to a Murder, Vincent Hill, and Ellen Kaloran, crimeonline.com, investigative reporter. At crimeonline.com, you can find all breaking news in crime and justice. Here in the studio, Jackie Howard, and joining me from LA, Alan Duke. Alan, what was her rodeo queen title, please?
In 2008, she was selected as the Magic Valley Stampede Queen. That is the official title.
You know, the way you say that, I think Burt Parks has a new fill-in. I could just see you announcing at Miss America.
Here she is.
You know what, Ellen? I'm surprised nobody said that in court. Here she is. But right as she took the stand to start blabbing about how she really did the investigators a favor by leaving behind some blood, I'm finding out, EK, all about how the murder went down, how the so-called killer fiancé, Patrick Frazee, blindfolds Kelsey unsuspecting to get her to smell a mystery candle and guess the scent. You know what? Hold on, Ellen. You're still a young maiden. Ashley Wilcott, you and I have been married or together with our spouses a really long time. We've been through you rabbits that I have just learned you feed with cheeseburgers, and I disapprove of that. Rabbits, cats, dogs, parents living with you, the works, children. Long story short, if my husband came up with a blindfold and said, close your eyes, I'm going to blindfold you, you guess the mystery scent, I would say, you know what? I'm calling your mother because you have gone out of your mind, okay? So when he comes up behind her and says, smell the mystery scent, let me blindfold you, what was she supposed to think, Ashley?
Well, why would she let him do it? Because I'm not blaming, don't get me wrong, but honestly, I'm like you, maybe close your eyes. Maybe, hey, close your eyes and smell this, right? Especially things like milk in the fridge. Close your eyes, smell this. Is it good or not? But you're not going to say put a blindfold on. But I have to go backwards, Nancy, to something that was said. And that is that he claimed, apparently, that he was afraid she was abusing their one-year-old and he wanted a divorce. Here's what I am so
tired of. They weren't married, remember? He could have just walked out.
Right. That's what I'm so tired of hearing in these crimes. Stop with the, oh, I need custody, and oh, she's abusive to my child, which she's not. There's no evidence of that. Or, oh, she's a bad person, she drinks. Stop with this. That justifies murdering. That's where I'm done. All you have to do is walk away from that relationship.
You know, I'm just thinking about all his lies and excuses he's coming up with. Like that somehow justifies beating her dead. This beautiful young mom of a one-year-old at the grocery store trying to figure out a recipe to cook for him. A flight instructor working her rear end off to make ends meet, had just bought all on her own a townhome condominium to raise her child in. Very close to her family, would talk to them throughout the day, never missed work. To Ellen Caloran, crimeonline.com, investigative reporter, you know, I'm learning from KRDO there on the scene. Blood was found outside the outside part of the bathtub, on a wall beside the commode, on the towel rack, the vanity, the bathroom mirror. Investigators say Blue Star, which is a type of, has a type of acid in it. That will destroy DNA, and it's very, very hard to destroy DNA. The blood found, of course, was Kelsey's. Blood was everywhere, Ellen Caloran. Once they came in, and I recall predicting this, the brother came in and found nothing. The cops came in, and they ended up spending the whole day and came out and said, this is where the crime happened. And I don't know if you remember, EK, at that time, I remember commenting, they had to find blood through luminol or trace examination, something the brother, Kelsey's brother, couldn't see with the naked eye. Ellen, what more can you tell me about the crime scene?
That's right, Nancy. They did use luminol, and they did find blood evidence all throughout the apartment. Everything that we know about the manner in which Kelsey Barrett was brutally murdered with her daughter in the home, we know from what Crystal Kenny told investigators, and that's because Frazee told her in detail what he did to Kelsey Barrett. I don't think I'm alone, Nancy, in struggling with Crystal Kenny now turning around and trying to play the hero and saying, I intentionally left evidence behind in order to help the investigation, when if she really wanted to help the investigation, she could have driven to a police station on September 23rd, which is the first time that Patrick Frazee asked her to kill Kelsey Barrett. And that story is very chilling to me. She did not poison the Starbucks coffee like Frazee asked her to, but she knocked on Kelsey Barrett's door and she spoke to her. So Kelsey Barrett met the woman who would later clean up the blood from her own murder just a few months later.
That takes some backbone, and not in a good way. To go to the door of your lover's fiance, trying to kill her. Ellen Caloran, what were the different modes of death that the rodeo queen, Crystal Lee Kenny, had come up with, or that was foisted upon her by Patrick Frazee?
Apparently, it was all Frazee's idea. First, he wanted to drug her Starbucks coffee. Crystal Kenny's a nurse. She has access to drugs. She brings her the coffee, but she doesn't drug it. Then he gives
her
a
steel rod. She brings her the coffee and doesn't drug it?
Yes, that's what she told investigators.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm just thinking back to Vincent Hill, cop turned PI. You have to have, to get rid of DNA, you can't just use bleach. That doesn't work. You have to use something with muriatic acid in it. That's the only way that a normal person can get rid of DNA. And you can get that or at Lowe's or Home Depot. Long story short, I'm not giving her an A+ for leaving behind blood for the cops to find. I think she just didn't clean it all up. And now she's spinning it to her advantage.
That's right. I give her an F, because let's keep in mind, listen, this was a very brutal crime. So I'm sure that crime scene was very bloody. And my one prayer is that hopefully that first blow knocked Kelsey out and she didn't have to suffer through how painful this would be. But I'm with you, Nancy. I think what really happened oh, she missed a spot here and there. And, oh, now let me just make it look like, oh, I left this for you guys.
Hansel and Gretel leaving the crumbs leading up to the witch's house. You know, long story short, we still haven't discovered where is Kelsey Barrett's body.
All the testimony was today that the testimony was that he told Crystal Lee that he was thinking about closing it either in a landfill or in a river, and that's as much as it came out in testimony today.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Police talked about searching Kelsey's home in Woodland Park, how the first couple of times they were in her house, they didn't see any signs of any criminal activity, they didn't see any signs of blood, but that one of the cadaver dogs at one point made a hit on a car outside of Kelsey's apartment. The backside of a car picked up on something, but at that point they hadn't found anything. Then police say when Kelsey's family came in town, they noticed something strange, possibly blood in her bathroom. So they went back and checked it again, and sure enough, they said CBI was able to find and test samples of blood in various spots throughout Kelsey's bathroom, and that it proved positive that it matched Kelsey's DNA. Lastly, as I walked out of the courtroom just now, they just started discussing the relationship between that nurse in Idaho and Patrick Frazee. Again, her name is Crystal Lee Kenny. This is somebody that investigators say knew Patrick from years ago, and that in recent months, and even I think within a year or so, had rekindled a relationship, and that Kenny made several trips to Colorado, even had been intimate with Patrick while she was here. And that is the point where I stepped out, so we're not sure yet what they've revealed since that time, but lots of things we're learning today about what investigators learned, how they tracked her phone, how they tested blood in a bathroom at Kelsey's house, and this relationship Patrick potentially had with this nurse from Idaho.
You are hearing from our friends at KUSA-TV outside the Teller County Courthouse. Wait a minute. Let me understand something. EK, Ellen Kaloran, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter. So after he bludgeons Kelsey dead, after he blindfolds her and tells her to smell a mystery candle, are you telling me that he brings the rodeo queen, Crystal Lee Kenny, all the way from Idaho, she comes, of her own volition, and then after killing Kelsey, they have sex?
I'm just speechless in disbelief at this story. It's incredible that Patrick Frazee had the confidence. If Crystal Kenny's story is true, he knew that he could call her on Thanksgiving Day to tell her that she needs to clean up a mess that he made and that she would come running. And she did. She left the next day and she arrived there to Kelsey's apartment on November 24th, 2 days later. So that means that awful bloody scene that she describes is sitting there for a day and a half. And meanwhile, Patrick Frazee has taken Kelsey's body, stuffed it into a black tote bag, and basically kept it in storage until he can get rid of the remains with the help of his mistress.
Okay, hold on. I want to talk about the body. And there's something very dispassionate to me, Dr. William July, psychologist. You can find him at drwilliamjuly.com. Dr. July, of sticking someone you've loved that has given birth to your child, sticking her beat up, mushed up body into a tote bag and carrying her out. It's just so dispassionate, so cold, Dr. July.
Exactly, and this is one of the things that, as I listen to this and watch this story develop, I would like for everybody in the public to look at how he did what he did. Hitting her with a baseball bat, telling you to smell a candle, putting you in a vulnerable position, blindfolded so that I can bludgeon you with a baseball bat. Okay, there's more to that type of killing. If you just want to kill somebody, there are other ways to do it. But this implies that there's a malicious kind of anger and visceral hate or something possibly that is taking place there. And that's something that I'm sure the prosecutors are going to focus on when they bring a psychologist in to testify about this.
You know, I just don't get it, Ashley Wilcott. Now, this is what Miss Rodeo Queen is saying now. She's saying that she, although We know that she has been, quote, in love with Patrick Frazee since, I guess, they were in high school, according to her friends. She says she started a relationship in 2018 and didn't know about Kaylee and Kelsey. I don't believe that for a minute. Until that summer, she stayed with him. She says Frazee claimed Kelsey was a horrible mother and would be abusive to Kaylee, but he never filed a DFACS, Department of Family Children's Service report, ever, or tell his family or her family nothing about it. Nothing was ever said. And then suddenly, Frazee wanted Kenny to, quote, get rid of Kelsey and told her she should poison Kelsey's caramel macchiato. But Rodeo Queen says Frazee asked her to poison the drink because Kenny often carried around medications because she was also a nurse. So she goes all the way, I guess what, to meet the other woman to her front door and give her a coffee without the poison. So I just don't understand her going along with all this, and now she's getting a sweetheart deal. I don't get it, Ashley.
Yeah, so here's the thing. All right, so we all know some women are attracted to quote-unquote bad boys. That's one thing. This is a criminal. This is someone who was plotting to kill her for a very long time. This woman not only should have run away, right? She also should have reported it to someone, to the police. She should have done something about it. She should have gone to Kelsey and said, hey, by the way, I know your fiance, and here's what he's saying he wanted me to do, he wants to do. There's so many ways this murder could have been prevented. That's what makes me so angry about this woman. And then on top of that, like you suggested, she's getting a slap on the wrist. And so I don't understand why she's not facing more severe charges because of her involvement. She was complicit in this plan. She knew ahead of time he intended to kill her in some manner.
I do not understand why they are letting her get a free ride. Listen to the prosecutor.
Certainly, she took a plea just a little while ago. That's in the public record so everybody can see that. You heard testimony today and certainly know one of the questions today is we wouldn't even know where the murder happened in the apartment, even which room or where it happened at all without her testimony. That was one of the questions elicited of the law enforcement today. You've heard her cooperation, the information she provided, how much we knew and how much she actually provided to us. I think any member of the public or yourselves can measure whether her what could potentially happen to her is appropriate or fair or right, but certainly you've also heard through court and everybody can opine based on the facts she'll put out there of what she has provided law enforcement. You asked a little bit about potential charges. Certainly if you're looking at a attempted murder count, it has right in the Colorado statute that if you abandon it, that is a defense to attempted murder. You heard the evidence today of the three times, and each time she did abandon it, but that's something you can ask your legal advisors of. Certainly on the counts of solicitation, she's not the one soliciting. You would charge the person who's actually soliciting for that, not necessarily the person that they've solicited in terms of that. If that explains at least some of the charges that may be going through your mind.
Yeah, there's a lot going through my mind right now why this Rodeo Queen is getting a free ride. After she was part and parcel conspiring to kill this young mom three times before. But hey, there's another woman involved in this scenario. I'm not talking about Kelsey Barrett. I'm not talking about the little baby girl, Kelly. I'm not talking about the Rodeo Queen. I'm talking about Patrick Frazee's mom.
We're talking about the toilet and the blood on the toilet that wasn't found until, I believe it was December 6th. That's a testimony today, and it was Kelsey's brother who found it. What happened is Kelsey's mother and brother came into town looking for her, they had moved into the house and sometime early morning hours found the blood on the toilet. I guess the only other thing you noticed is the person who was cleaning up the scene missed it too. So there is a certain fortunate the fortuitousness for the law enforcement. Yes, law enforcement did not see it when they went in there on the 4th, nor did the person cleaning up the scene see it on the 24th. And luckily for everybody, I guess the brother did see it on the 6th.
You are hearing from the local district attorney, Dan Lee, explaining why cops missed some of the blood in the bathroom. Thank goodness the family did. And speaking of family, oh, it is all in the family. Because Ellen Killoran, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter, we are hearing, and this is all unfolding in a court of law, in a pretrial hearing. We're hearing a lot right now about the girlfriend, the other girlfriend, the rodeo queen. But there's another woman involved, maybe tangentially, maybe on the fringes. Maybe she didn't have any idea what was going on. But the district attorney, Dan May, said that testimony would reveal that Kelsey's body was burned, and that they had been begging Sheila Frazee to go before the judge as a witness, but that she insists on remaining silent and not speaking about what her son may have done. We're also learning the mother of Patrick Frazee, according to some witnesses, was there for the, quote, burning. Let me say that again. Just before adjourning for lunch, the DA, Dan May, tried again to convince Judge Sells that Frazee's mother should testify. He said, the DA said, Frazee's mother was present at the, quote, burning, and seemed to imply that Barrett's body had been burned. Ellen Killoran, Crime Online, what do we know about Frazee's mother?
What we know, according to the testimony that was given in court yesterday, Sheila Frazee was at home during the time on November 24th that Patrick Frazee and his mistress burned evidence in a haystack. And prosecutors indicated that they absolutely believe that Kelsey Barrett's body was a part of that. And like you said,
wait, you mean the mistress, the rodeo queen, was there to burn Kelsey's body too? She had to stand by for that?
She was there. She was there too. She was participating. Like you said, Nancy, maybe Sheila Frazee didn't know exactly what was going on, but she probably had the wherewithal to put two and two together when just a couple weeks later, Kelsey Barrett is reported missing. And all she has done so far is try and get custody of that baby. She pleaded the fifth yesterday in court, and she did not have to testify.
Ugh. Slater returns to the stand, I assume as an investigator. Returns to the stand, and this is how all the evidence came out about Crystal Kenny, the rodeo queen. The investigator discussed with talked about Frazee getting upset. He's getting all this from Kenny, because Kenny didn't poison Kelsey in a drink in September. Then, when Kenny arrived in Colorado, she asked Frazee what to do. And Frazee said, hey, you're smart. You figure it out. Frazee later tells her he had a tool she could use and told her to use a metal rod to hit Barrett in the back of the head. He says to Kenny, quote, it's not that hard. Ashley Wilcott, if I could get close to him and get my hands around his neck, or frankly, the rodeo queen's neck, because let me tell you something. The other night, one of my twins, just as we were going to sleep, started crying. And I think they were tired. We had stayed up late watching a movie, which we shouldn't have done on a school night. They have a lot of work at school, a lot of big projects, and I think they were just tired. And they didn't make a sound, but I looked over and saw one of them was crying in the dark. You know what? Kelly is not going to have her mom there. She's not going to have her dad there. When she cries in the dark at night or any other time, when she falls and scrapes her knees, when she's upset or somebody bullies her at school, which happens to everybody, there is no replacement for a mother's love. And she's never going to have that, Ashley, because of these two devils straight from hell.
It breaks my heart, but really it makes me angry, very, very angry. The other piece of this, I have to say again, I'm not blaming anyone other than him, the fiance, and the rodeo queen who was complicit. I don't care what they say she was. But here's the thing. I think looking back in retrospect, there are going to be individuals involved in this man's life who say, wow, he did seem off. This wasn't quite right. He was too cold. He was weird. Whatever their gut tells them, they need to believe. So moving forward, I think anyone needs to learn to trust their gut and recognize if something feels off about a person, it is.
Well, take a listen to this, and I want to hear you weigh in, Dr. William July, because not only did he try to get her to poison Kelsey with a caramel macchiato, then he tells her to use a steel rod. Then the investigator says, Frazee said she used a bat and told Kenny to just start swinging when Barrett got home and put her body in the dumpster. That was in October. And Kenny says she got a baseball bat from her home and went to Barrett's, but then left and didn't do it. Kenny said Frazee got mad at her and said, well, if you can't do it, I guess I'll have to. I would have said, fine, I won't do it. I guess you'll have to. I mean, I just don't understand why she kept going along through all this, Dr. William July.
You know, Nancy, you just said something that I wish everybody who listens to your show will listen to that and take it to heart. Behavior has a set of traits that... No, this is not going to be the first time people noticed that this guy was weird, bizarre, strange, said weird things or had ideas that were not normal or maybe even not safe. Listen to what people do around you. Watch what people do. You don't have to be paranoid, but just pay attention to what people do. These sorts of things should not be a surprise. There are antecedents to this kind of behavior.
You know, to Vincent Hill, cop turned PI, author of Playbook to a Murder, we also learned that before she goes to clean up Kelsey's home, the rodeo queen, Crystal Lee Kenny, buys a suit to stop bodily fluids from getting onto your body. She bought a hairnet, booties, two trash bags, bleach, and a box of gloves, according to the investigator. That she brought the suit from the hospital. And when she saw blood everywhere on the walls, all over the floors, there was even blood on one-year-old little Kelly's toys. You know what?
Nancy,
that just makes me sick, Vincent.
That makes me sick. Because here's the biggest problem I'm having with this, Nancy. Three times she was implicated. Yeah, I was going to do it, but I backed out. She's at the burn site. She's buying these chemical suits to dispose of the body. Now, the only person saying is that she didn't kill Kelsey is her. That's her story. But if she was brave enough to go through three attempts, what's to say she wasn't inside this home when this actually happened and she didn't participate in it? And maybe the prosecutors just want Patrick as the bigger fish, so they're going with this story. But I don't believe you were so brave that, oh, I'm going to poison you. I'm going to beat you with the bat. I'm burning your body. I'm here with chemical suits. And you had nothing to do with it, Nancy? I'm not buying it.
Well, I'm telling you, you just laid out the entire defense. You laid out the defense that the rodeo queen was insanely jealous of Kelsey Barrett and did the deed herself. That is going to be the defense. You can put money on it. Let's see what unfolds in a court of law. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend. Nancy Grace here from crimeonline.com with breaking crime and justice news right now. We are going to Mississippi. Friends and family searching for a Mississippi mom, Danielle Whiteside Nipper. And joining me along with Ashley Wilcott, judge, lawyer, Tony Wade, the commander of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue. Tony, you have been searching for Danielle. What's happening?
Well, we're having troublesome news. The Hinds County Sheriff's Department is pretty much pulling out of the case. They're not searching. They're not willing to cooperate with us. They don't want to work with us. They're just not doing anything. We were quite disgusted with this fact. You know, we have a 51-year-old woman that's missing. That is somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's mother. I think police need to take these matters a little bit more serious.
Well, I don't understand why the sheriff's office would be pulling out. P.S. everybody, let me give you the tip line, 601-974-2900. Repeat, 601-974-2900. Still searching for Danielle Whiteside Nipper is the commander of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue, Commander Tony Wade. Danielle Whiteside Nipper has faced a lot of tough situations. She's a breast cancer survivor. She is a recent widow, and now she's missing. Danielle last seen on a Thursday at her home in Raymond, Mississippi. A friend tells us that her teen daughter, Grace, saw mom around 10:30 a.m. that morning, and that Grace went back to sleep. They were having a day off from school for just a few hours, but when she woke up at 2:30, her mother is nowhere to be seen. Now, since Danielle's husband passed away, Danielle and her daughter moved to a nearby home, and Grace said she asked their roommates, "Where's mom?" And no one knew where she was. Her car, keys, wallet, and cell phone all still in the home. Then when evening came and Danielle nowhere to be seen, her little girl gets scared and reports mommy missing. I've got such a bad feeling. Commander of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue, Tony Wade, what can you tell me? Where have you guys been searching?
Well, we searched areas all around the home that she was last seen, you know, but with police not wanting to work with us, it makes it hard that we can't come up with any other search areas. We don't know where they were seen or where the cell phone pings were or anything. They won't release any of that information. They would get nothing but a runaround. They're not actively searching at all. So we just don't know where else to search, where else to go.
Oh, man, there's been an intensive ground search of many properties, including woods, creeks, ponds. No evidence so far. They covered an area of about 3 square miles. Volunteers all joining together at that time with Hinds County Sheriff's Department, you know, to Ashley Wilcott, judge, lawyer, anchor. You can find her at ashleywilcott.com and mom. There is no way this mom just leaves her teen girl behind and disappears without her cell phone, her purse, her car, her keys, nothing.
100% agree with you, Nancy. And I'm going to say what I always say, which is somebody knows something. Somebody knows what happened to this woman. And I cannot fathom why police would not use all resources to find her.
Danielle Whiteside Nipper, a beautiful mom of one teen girl. Last seen wearing maroon sweatpants, a white t-shirt, Nike shoes. She's about 5'5". She weighs about 140 pounds. Her hair is tinted dark. She's got brown eyes, beautiful smile. Last seen by her daughter. Keys, wallet, cell phone, and car left behind. That tells me she was either out going for a walk or jogging or was taken from the home. What does it tell you, Commander Wade?
There's a lot of things point in a bad direction here. You know, I understand that there was an argument with a roommate that morning. I don't feel good about it.
I don't either.
I think there's some foul play involved here, and she's missing. There's just too many things that point the wrong direction in this case.
You know, this woman has disappeared under very unusual circumstances, according to authorities. We're talking about a mom last seen on Ranger Road near Raymond. This is a white female, 5'5", brown eyes, about 140 pounds, shoulder-length hair, tinted dark. Last seen wearing maroon sweatpants, white t-shirt, Nike tennis shoes. Unusual circumstances. Does that mean, Commander Tony Wade, the argument with the roommates? I'm just thinking about her. She survived breast cancer. Now her husband suddenly passes away. They can't afford the house. They move in with roommates, and now she's gone. Tony, what do they mean by unusual circumstances?
You know, there was some arguments between her and her roommates that morning over money. She got an insurance check in, you know, and all of a sudden she vanishes.
Did you say an insurance check?
You know, I didn't know what's happening. Yeah, she had wrecked her car and she had just received an insurance check.
Uh-oh. Right there. You know, Do we know if that check has been cashed by anyone?
The check has been cashed.
Uh-oh. I smell a money motive.
The check was cashed the morning that she came up missing. Yep.
Okay, there you go. Now I want to see their surveillance video at the bank. I want to see it all to track her movements. Who cashed that check? Who signed her name? With me, Commander of the Cajun Coast Search and Rescue, along with Tony Wade, Commander Wade, along with judge and lawyer anchor Ashley Wilcott at ashleywilcott.com. Tip line 601-974-2900. Where is Danielle Nipper?
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.